easy out. Amen. That they might be saved. And listen to this. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusions. You ever hear anybody say, God showed me? And you knew it was wrong. Does God ever show somebody to do something wrong? Amen. Sometimes he does. Amen. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Huh? Strong delusion that they should believe a lie and be damned. That they should believe a lie that they all might be damned. Who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Amen. God showed Fred Ritchie that preacher took that woman to the motel, showed to him a dream, and he accosted him with it. He said, God showed me you took that woman to the motel. And his retort to Brother Ritchie was, Brother Fred Ritchie, the late Fred Ritchie, McAllister, Oklahoma, amen, was that God showed me to take that woman to the motel. Amen. Strong delusion. Amen. I'm talking about deception. Jesus said in all the Gospels, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. To be dead wrong and think you are right, that is deception. Did you hear what I said? To be dead wrong and think you're right, that is deception. Amen. Listen to this. The travesty of all travesties is to spend your life, your time, your energy, your money, your resources on false religion, die the death of a cultist, and be lost in hell forever. They say that the bodies they're digging up in Africa, Uganda, is it? Amen. I may stand to be corrected on that. They outnumber the bodies that lay bloated in the sun under Jim Jones, amen, some decades ago. The amazing thing about Jim Jones was that he was a one-time Pentecostal preacher who healed the sick and cast out devils and even preached and had churches right here in the Miami Valley. And one girl that used to go here to church still had a Bible from his church right here in town. Amen. And one brother that used to go here to church, dead now, was Sunday school superintendent in Jim Jones' church. So it's not all in denominations and false religions that fall prey to deception. Amen. And holiness folks are the first to cry out against it. The true church of the living God are the first, amen, to put their foot down against it. I said the travesty of all travesties. That may not be the right use of that word. So let me rephrase. The tragedy of all tragedies, the worst of all disasters, is to spend your life, your time, your money, your resources, amen, on a false religion and still die and go to hell. Amen. Deception. Cunning. Convincing. Controlling. Yes. Controlling. But deadly. The amazing thing is that educated people, smart people, fall prey to deception. Some of the smartest people in the country, college educated, university educated, are the participants in the Church of the Latter-day Saints, both classes of Mormonism, amen, in Salt Lake City and Jefferson City, Missouri, not Jefferson City, but Independence, Missouri, also, which is a split off of Mormonism, amen, and both of them believe that their headquarters is Zion. Amen. And they preach about Zionism. And smart people belong to those cults. Educated people belong to those cults. Amen. This very morning, as Mother Teresa slowly pushes toward sainthood, that is, by her sponsoring Catholics that want to rush the issue, even Catholic protocol, make Mother Teresa a saint. The horrible probability is that sacrificing, applauded little old lady went to hell praying to Mary. Amen. Did you hear what I said? The whole world looks in awe at Mother Teresa. Amen. Saint Francis of Assisi. And we still have a cult today in Catholicism called the Franciscans. Amen. Hey, Mary is not the mother of God. And Mary is not God. She is not a part of the Godhead. They didn't even decide that till 1854. Amen. Cardinal after cardinal invaded the Pope by request that they declare, amen, the godhood of Mary. And finally, at last, one of them made the last trip up to the throne of His Highness. And His Highness proclaimed Mary in 1854, God. Amen. Billions of Catholics. Well, a billion at least. Amen. A billion probably Orthodox. That's the Eastern division of the Roman Catholic, the Roman Church. Amen. And a billion apostate Protestants. A billion Hindus. Literally millions of Jews, a billion or more Muslims and Buddhists rush toward eternal hell, and no one can stop them or slow them down in their deception. The most we can do as a missionary body of the church in sending missionaries into the earth for that multitude is like spitting in the ocean, because most of them are still lost, and most of them are going to be lost, because the Bible says it, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Broad is the gate and wide is the way, or vice versa, that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Amen. The fact is that most of this world is in deception. This morning, the sad fact of the matter is that most are deceived. And are incurable. Amen. Does that let us off? Does that let us off? Does that slow us down in our missionary activity? No, no, no. In fact, we need to accelerate. In fact, we need to do more. It lets us know that we can't drag nor flag nor slow down. Praise God, we've got to do our best to warn men to the ends of the earth of the error of their way, and try to convince men, give up that job, leave this world behind, leave all its fancies and follies behind. Praise God, you can't stay home every night necessarily and evangelize this world. If you reach this world, you're going to have to leave home. You're going to have to leave father. You're going to have to leave mother. And sometimes you're going to have to leave wife and children before you come again, bringing your sheaves with you. You must first go forth sowing precious seed with weeping. Praise God. Amen. What in the world is going to save multiplied millions of Jews in America, Russia, Romania, amen, in Palestine and around the world? What in the world is it going to take to save those Jews and to shake them, to get them out of their deception? Amen. Nothing short of the judgments of the great tribulation will convince multiplied millions of Jews that they need Christ. Amen. They're not going to do it as a whole until after the church is gone. Amen. They're not going to do it as a whole until God turns on the heat under them. Until God gets out his blowtorch and his flamethrower. Amen. Until God turns loose the locusts out of hell. Amen. And stings them for 5 months. The Jews as a whole are not going to get saved until that white horse rides out. Amen. The Antichrist. The Jews as a whole are not going to get saved until that red horse rides out. And then that pale horse. Amen. And another horse with him. And death is rampant across the land. And the judgments of God are in the earth. They're not going to run for a hiding place in Christ until a star starts falling from the heavens and the moon turns into blood. Amen. The sun turned as black as sackcloth of hair. Amen. And it's then they'll listen to that voice, a remnant of Israel. 144,000 will get saved in the beginning of the great tribulation. Richard taught about bones today. Amen. And there's another bunch of bones that we need to talk about, Brother Richard. And that's that valley of dry bone that Ezekiel, amen, pointed out. What was it, Ezekiel 47? Amen. 37? Amen. A valley of dry bones. Amen. Their hope was lost. They were dried up. There was no hope for them. Praise God. And God sent him a preacher. Another Jew. He said, son of man, declare the word of the Lord. Amen. And Ezekiel stood up and no one to say amen. A congregation. You talk about a dead congregation. There was nothing there but a bunch of dry bones. And he looked those dry bones and those skeletons over and said, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And behold, a shaking. Earthquake in the valley of dry bones. Amen. An arm shook into place and a leg shook into place and a skull shook into place. Amen. And bone to his bone. And pretty soon the bones stood up. But they were still dead. Amen. Oh, they stood up creaking in the wind. Amen. A scary looking bunch. Amen. Ooh, glory. Amen. Ah, yes. Sinews came on them. Amen. And there they stand. Amen. With sinews and bones. Amen. Stretched upon each other. Glory to God. What a sight. What a spectacle. Dead, however, ready to be buried again. But God said, Ezekiel, prophesy to the wind. The only hope for the dead today is a supernatural
manifestation in practice and in power and in experience of the baptism, fullness of the Holy Ghost and the power of God. The only hope for a dead and dying apostate church, and they are populating the earth by the millions today, who will spend all their millions, much of their time, give of their resources and of their life, as long as you won't renounce their sins. But Paul said, "Know ye not? Know ye not? The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters." That's those that kiss the feet of statues of Mary and saints, that hug the tapestries of the Madonna and her child. Amen. Oh, I've seen them do it. Such pious sanctimony. Amen. I went to the Catholic Church in Barberville as a priest showed me his church. And when he would come to those statues, he would bow and do his cross so reverently. I thought, what's wrong with me? I ain't bowing. Amen. I'm not doing my cross. What's he got that I ain't got? The answer is nothing. Nothing. It didn't do him a bit of good. Amen. No. He was trying to establish points of doctrine where we could get together on. Things we agreed on. That's ecumenicity. Amen. Ecumenical movement was establishing points of doctrine where we could agree on and not enlarging it upon those where we disagree. Amen. But children, didn't I read it to you? Be not deceived. Evil communications. Amen. Corrupt good manners. Evil associations. Amen. God told the children of Israel, said, don't go with them. Don't buddy with them. Amen. You'll learn their ways. He didn't want Israel learning the ways of the heathen around them. Every time they did, they became corrupted by it. Amen. Solomon married them. About 700 of them. Amen. They turned his old hoary head away from God. Amen. And Solomon worshipped idols. And down to the time to where he finally came to his senses and said, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and work righteousness, and that's keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Amen. How much trouble is it going to take to jar this old world back to its senses? How much trouble is it going to take to jar an apostate church back to its senses? Amen. How much trouble and how much anguish and how much sorrow and how much pain is it going to take to jar this so-called charismatic movement back to its senses? Every once in a while, there's one gets saved in their midst and reads the Bible for himself and comes out preaching righteousness. I've heard a few of them. Amen. Preaching righteousness in the midst. Somehow they don't show up anymore on the programs. Amen. They don't last very long. Amen. Those young whippersnappers, no matter how big a sports stars they were, and they got genuinely saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and they'll use a sports star or a celebrity or a big wig actor. Amen. They'll put him out there in front of the people to lure the populace on. But let one of them stumble onto the truth and talk about holiness. Amen. He'll last any longer than a paper shirt in a bear fight. Amen. He'll use him one time. He comes out with that and denounces their sins. Amen. And he suddenly fades off the scene. You don't hear about him anymore. Amen. But let one backslide from our midst. Amen. And go through the troubles that was brought about by their sins. And I'm thinking about it. Friends of mine used to be. Amen. Suddenly they become a speaker all over the country for women's groups and men's groups. Hey, amen. And they use them. I'll tell you one thing about the charismatic electronic church. They'll scour the earth and they'll get some of the most gifted people. Amen. And they'll give them a shove one time into the limelight that they afford. And then if they don't jump when they pull the string, and when they don't bow when they pull the string, and they won't submit to string pulling, amen, they fade off the scene. Why? Men today are steeped in their religion, in their deception. They got all their money poured into it. Multiplied millions poured into it. They got satellites and radio stations and TV stations, and they got to pay the bill. Amen. 24 years ago, Jimmy Swaggart couldn't afford to preach against mixed bathing or women wearing pants and come out in a question and answer. Amen. In his JSEA magazine. Amen. Jimmy Swaggart Evangelistic Association magazine. Amen. That when he went swimming, he and his wife, they went to the beach where there were few or no people, and they wore modest bathing suits. Well, even if there's any people, evil communications corrupt good manners. Amen. The Bible said, pure and undefiled religion is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. Amen. And to keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen. Brother Collins, how do you win the world if you don't get out there with the world? Well, how do you rescue somebody out of quicksand if you're out there sinking with him? And both of you are struggling, hanging on to each other. And the more you struggle, the deeper you sink. Amen. Until you're going down to your chin. There ain't nothing but your mouth sticking out. And then somebody might holler, help! Somebody save me! And somebody else over here in the quicksand sinking too, and he's not quite any deep, said, I'll help you. I'll save you. I don't want you. I want somebody that's out of this quicksand to drag me out. I don't want somebody that's in the same shape I'm in. I don't want somebody that's in as bad a shape as I'm in. Hey, amen, they'll run to excess for a little while because any old religion is good enough to live by. Fellow used to preach for us, backslid. Amen, he said, I'll go back to the Baptist church and I'll renew my dues to the Masons, and he said, I'll get the Masons to back him in and said, I'll have a big church. But he didn't know he was going to die of a heart attack. He never did get a chance to go back and lead any more astray. He led one poor daughter of ours of Pentecost and holiness astray, left his wife and married her. Amen. But it wasn't very long until he sank in his own quicksands. He went down, and she couldn't drag him out. And because of her error and her mistake, she who one time had a ministry among us faded into oblivion. You never hear of her anymore. Amen. She's gone. Gone the way of all flesh. Lost to the movement who holds the hope for saving a world. You see, there is no hope of life for a lost and dead movement except the Holy Ghost. And there's no hope for having the real power and the real Spirit of God without a holy and a separated life unto God. I repeat, you don't want someone to save you that's drowning in the same sea. You want somebody that's got their feet on the ground to throw you a lifeline. Hallelujah. Somebody that's got their foot on a rock. Somebody, praise God, that's got a lifeboat to rescue. Hallelujah. Hey, deception causes all to sink in the same despair. Know ye not? That unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. There are spirits of deception out there. Amen. And you don't have too much communication with them. Here's just about the extent of the communication we need to have with the deceived, and that is, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why don't you repent and get right with God and get back to where you ought to be with God? You know the way that's right. You know the truth. You preached the truth. You lived the truth. You came right up in it. Amen. Your dad was a holiness preacher. Your mother was a holiness woman, and still are. And here you are looking the way you're looking and doing the way you're doing. Shame on you. It's about the extent of our communication. Say, Brother Collins, we'll alienate them. That's better than you joining them. Brother Collins, we'll alienate them. We'll build a wall. That's better than you going with them and down the same slide, down the same decline. Amen. Down to the same hell. Amen. The Bible said, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. There'd be a lot of our girls still here in church, but they married the first prospect that came along that wore breeches and never sought the will of God about their life and future. Amen. Watch your reputation. Amen. A leopard ain't going to change his spots overnight. If he's a stranger to the altar, make yourself a stranger to him. If he's a stranger to a close walk with God, amen, hear and see and talk less. Amen. The less the better. Amen. I repeat, look at all the shipwrecks around us of little boys and girls that grew right up here in the hallway of Holy Church. They're destroyed tonight several times over. Today several times over. Because of who they married. They thought they was marrying in the faith. But they was marrying into deception. Amen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he have. Why do young people jump the gun and marry just about anybody that comes along, even within the church? Amen. It's their stubborn disobedience and unwillingness to wait on God. Wait on God. Wait on God. Amen. She was jilted and brokenhearted in love. Amen. The one she loved married someone else. She was sick. I mean literally sick. Amen. Years later, God sent along that handsome prince. I said to her in the middle of the camp meeting one night, was he worth waiting on, Dorothy? She said, yes. She had to wait a while, but he was worth it. And he chimed in. He didn't let me stop it, Dorothy. He said she was worth waiting on, too. He had been waiting, too. Praise God. Wait on God, children. Wait on God. Amen. Oh, God. Two times the devil sought to deceive John Wesley. That was when he was out of the will of God, a missionary in Georgia. Amen. And he even denied this girl communion, him being the head of the Church of England there, because he felt like she was living a lie when she married his competitor instead of him, and he knew that she loved him. Amen. John Wesley almost missed God in Georgia. He grew tired of waiting in England after his ministry had already gained a tremendous momentum. And finally, weary of waiting, he married the woman that he finally married. Charles wrote to him upon finding it out and said, "You have broken my heart." Charles later wrote, "More than one time I've seen her hands in those venerable locks." Talking about a hair pulling, brother. Amen. More than one time. She would write letters ahead because she didn't want to give John Wesley up to the ministry, and she'd write ahead and accuse him of adultery. Amen. John Wesley just kept going. One writer in that day suggested that maybe one reason John Wesley rode 5,000 miles a year horseback and preached the gospel, he was trying to get away from her. But even that far down the road, John missed God. You think God will help us if we'll seek him? You think God will close doors if we'll ask him? You think God will open doors in due time if we'll ask him? Amen. But we're deceived by this flesh. We're deceived by our own heart. We're deceived by our own eyes sometimes. Amen. We fail to follow the Spirit of God. And we marry short of God's will. I hate to think of what would have happened to my ministry if I'd have married some of those I dated in my ministry. And it was about that time that God gave me a dream one night. As I, as a young preacher, just about had a date every place that I went. Amen. And God gave me a dream. And I was in my car going down the road out of control, 70 miles an hour backwards. Trumping the brake pedal, fighting the wheel, and I couldn't get it to stop. And finally at last I just bowed over the wheel and waited for the glass to fall, and there wasn't nothing I could do. And somehow or other, my automobile stopped. Same night, same house, same sleep. I dreamed again, this time in another one of my automobiles. Oscar Oakley, amen, I was going down the road 70 miles. I could see it on the speedometer, 70 miles an hour in reverse, amen, and trumping the brake pedal and fighting the wheel and trying to control it. And finally, I just bowed over the wheel and hung on and waited for the glass to fall. And I got out of my car when it stopped. Amazingly, amen, I got out of my car and walked around behind it, and I had stopped that close to the chasm, the oblivion. And by this time, having the same dream twice in one night, I was all shook up. And I said, "Oh God, what in the world is wrong? I've dreamed twice in my nightmares tonight, going down the road 70 miles an hour in reverse." Amen. And God said, "You've been going backwards instead of forwards." Amen. Can you do that, preaching the gospel, going to church every night, playing the guitar and singing? Amen. All it takes is mixing with the wrong bunch. All it takes is a few bad communications. And the first thing, good manners are corrupted. Amen. And finally you say, "Will you?" And she says, "I will." And the next thing you know, amen, you're on the way to the wrong altar with the wrong person. Amen. I don't know why I'm preaching this. I'm just talking about deception. Amen. How bad is it? Look at all the wrecks. Amen. Why are children today looking for guns in the first place? I don't care if you put locks on them. They ain't a kid with one eye and a half sense but what to find where you keep the key. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard tell of. Amen. Ain't a kid but what can get him a set of wire cutters and cut that one off. Amen. It keeps you from getting the cartridge in the thing. Amen. It won't help one bit. It just gives a bureaucracy something to say and something to do. What's wrong today? It's not guns. It's bitter little boys and girls because they've been robbed of daddy's love and mother's love and the attention they need in their youth. Amen. And sometimes, amen, that paddle, pow, 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 pow. Amen. They need some love licks like that. If they don't get them, they'll be like that boy that came to Jack Howell and said, Brother Howell, he called him in his office. He said, would you give me a good whipping? He had been missing something in his life. Nobody loved him enough to correct him. And he said, would you give me a good whipping? Praise God. Kids need that kind of love. Amen. And we're deceived if we listen to Dr. Spock and a whole bunch more educators and a whole bunch more would-be learned people. They don't know nothing. If they deny the Word of God, they're dumb. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. The best way to make an idiot out of an intelligent person is educate him in our university and turn him loose teaching school. He'll turn into an idiot himself and make an idiot out of our kids. Amen. Deception. How bad is it? Count the bodies in Uganda. Count the bodies in Guyana. Count the bodies in California. But don't forget the millions that are enslaved by the lie of Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, and Buddhism. Amen. It won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. Amen. It won't be Hare Krishna that's welcoming us home. Amen. Oh, yeah, and the meditation of the Mari won't save your soul. Hallelujah. I'm glad for old-time religion, aren't you? Woo! I'd rather be an Arkansas hillbilly and know God, because anybody that knows God is wise. Anybody that lives the Bible is wise compared to the rest of this world. Stand with us and let's pray, Father. Challenge our hearts, our minds, our spirits, Lord. And anoint us, Lord, to keep our eyes straight ahead. Keep our attitudes straight on. Lord, to live in the Bible, in the Word of God. Oh, God, help us to save our friends. Help us to be a person that would promote good manners, not bad. Good communications, not bad. Faith and power and separation from the world. And do the thing which is good. I pray in Jesus' name. As they sing, we invite you to an altar prayer. Pray for this lost world. Pray for the lost church.
But when those evening shadows fall, I'd make my way back home. One day somebody said to me, I found a better way to go. But I said, dear friend, I'm going home. I'll take the road I know. I'll take the road I know. It leads where I should go. Lest I lose my way, I'll take the road. There is no other road. Lest I lose my way, I'll take the road I know. There is a way called holiness. That's what I'm traveling on. There are so many other ways, yet none will lead me home. So when somebody beckons me to ways I do not know, I say, dear friend, I'm going home. I'll take the road I know. I'll take the road I know. It leads where I should go. Lest I lose my way, I'll take the road.